Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. This past weekend we got what could potentially be our last taste of local football for the foreseeable future. As leagues across the world have suspended all football, we still managed to get some Nedbank Cup action this past weekend. Wits, Sundowns, Baroka FC and Bloem Celtic all booked their place in the semi-finals. Downs fans had a lot to say after their tough encounter with Highlands Park. We also asked you all to let us know how the league and cups should be decided now that the PSL have officially announced a suspension of all football for the week, pending a further meeting on Thursday, the 19th of March. As usual, we asked you to send in your voice note reactions, and you never disappoint. I'm your host, Slu Paho, and this is Sokola Duma Radio.
Sokola Duma Radio.
The PSL has officially announced that all local football will be suspended for the week, pending another PSL meeting on Thursday. This follows the president's declaration of a national state of disaster due to the coronavirus outbreak, and the news means that for the time being we'll have no football on our screens, and the league has a tough decision to make with regards to what this means for the 2019 and 2020 season.
I don't think playing under closed doors will make much of a difference, because players themselves are still around communities and they're still in society. So there's a high chance that they might infect one another during training or during the match itself. So my view is that the league should be suspended until this whole thing is over. And it also give our Katande more time to heal, because we need that man, Amakosi, for life.
These are tough times for all the organizations that are involved. I believe that they should just put it on hold and see what is going to happen now. I think at about 15th next month, that is where they should maybe resume all the activities. But for now, I believe that they should put it on hold. Remember, lives are at risk.
Thank you, Safety first.
Yeah, I want to tell you, Corona, I can't fail it 1 month. It will take 2 to 3 months. So, do you think, Corey, if I'm Chiefs League, I want League Fele once, that color league up in August?
Hello there. Yeah. No, it's a great idea for Mr. Ivan Khosa to scrap the games so that this deadly disease must be dealt accordingly. On the other side, again, it's a disaster to our teams. No, they have the momentum, they have focus. No, this thing will take the focus from them, especially those team 1, 2, 3, 4 and the team at the bottom. No, it affected a lot about this. But, you know, life is important than anything in life. So we must live life to the fullest. So I'm so grateful, Mr. Ivan Khosa, to announce this, that these games will be abandoned for a certain period. It's a great thing to do, Chairperson Ivan Khosa. Halala Khosa. Entire nation, you must understand this, please. Denny Morris was brought in Murli, Rustenburg region.
Should the PSL games be cancelled for the remainder of the season? I believe that Kaizer Chiefs deserve their trophy, because they fight for it. From the beginning of the season, they've been fighting very hard. So, they deserve it.
Good day, SL Radio. Those games, they should be played in closed doors. No one must walk away with that title. He must play for it. It's either Mamelodi Sundowns, Orlando Pirates, Super Sports, Vets University. He must all commit for that title.
I think it shouldn't be scrapped totally. I think it should be postponed. This is a challenge that we're facing. We need to deal with it, fight it until we win. If we scrap it totally, it means that we're succumbing to it and we are allowing this thing to defeat us. We must show that we are a strong force. We'll fight against this thing and we will win. So we shouldn't at all scrap it. Let's rather postpone it.
I say about my decision about it. I would not let me see. Another thing, I want to buy a good team. So I need a league already winning. Because with the team, so you winning is a share any team with 4 points. And another thing is Sundowns is a move on game 1. That is my winner the game leo. It's Chiefs is a share Sundowns in 0.81. So you was with the Willie Club.
Sundowns managed to defeat Highlands Park despite resting star players like Temba Zwane and Nandile Jali. It was a tough fixture, but Masandawana finally broke the deadlock in the second half of extra time thanks to Keletso Magalwa, and the fans were understandably relieved.
Yeah, Sundowns didn't play a beautiful football, we know, but because there was no Sereno, no Tembazane, Andila Jali. Yeah, because coach wanted to rest so that it was a figure clock in the Pirates and Wallace Bini. Being a nice little card, being a Catalanga, being a nice injuries. But congratulations to them. I'm the Chiefs fan game now.
Hello there, hello there, hello there. Game between Sundowns and Highlands Park was a beautiful game indeed. My fellas to watch. And overall report that when the game have done a good observation from Sundowns squad. You know, I was so happy to see Makaola Makhlein in that center midfielder of the team pairing Musa Nyatama. Oh, what a marvelous to watch indeed. So Sundowns was not playing their normal games, really. When the Gama boys were very aggressive when going forward with the ball. They're supposed to win the game in the first 15, 12 minutes of the game, but didn't take their chances. So Sundowns' confidence go through the game. As you know, that they were at Tembisa Stadium. Abacheni Etanelein was that's the motto of them when they played there. So Sundowns fight, really a good fight.
It was a great game between Sundowns and the Highlands Park yesterday. Although Sundowns, they became a cool kakhulu because we are born in a little bit But I like his strategy in the Labashalangayo. Okuboni Sugoti Bamachot, Bakulili for Mlalo, Bakulili for the game. Then City Lake Mizu, a whip penalties, but it's a pit in Doba. See Nabatali Abamachot, Abakwazi, Uquenza. Benza ke kwaba siyaphumelela siyavuyisana ke kakhulu ne Downs no coach uBizo Msamane kunye nabadlali bayo singabalandeli be Sundowns siqhwaba izandla siyazincingayo kakhulu sijonge likhulu kuyo.
Hello there, Sokala Duma. I think today they missed Tembazwane and Adile Jali because their performance today was low under par, you know. They didn't perform the way we expected them to do. But all the way, but congratulations to them because they were on the game. Thank you.
Yeah, the performance of Mamelodi Sundowns, it was great, but like since well we know that they are playing week in, week out, it's not like they were performing the way we know Mamelodi Sundowns. As you can see that most of their players, they are on injuries. Like on that game, we were expecting a player like Antile Jali, who's going to help Kampo Kekana to control on the middle field. Even the player like Tembazwane, we know Tembazwane is the most creative player who would have been creating more chances for Mamelodi Sundowns to score goals. So for the new players, those who are playing today, yes, they were performing, but we would like to congratulate Mamelodi Sundowns.
Ufuna ukusho into ukuthi hayi nami ngifuna ukudlulisa nje indlela engiyibone ngayo igame ndlela kade idlala ngayo. I think Mamelodi Sundowns dominated the game and Highlands Park did also, but into engayisho ukuthi the game was so balanced and I think Highlands Park played their best football for me because Sundowns are a strong team. You can't take some Sundowns for granted and put them into extra time and you know something like that. I think Peter Musimane need to put something in that attack. At least Spicy Alimez was bringing that, but now he's being benched. I don't know if he's injured because I'm not a Mamelodi Sundowns fan.
That is how we wrap up the Fan Reaction Show for today. Thank you all for sending your voice notes through. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all the latest. And don't forget, you can subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, and Google Play, and you'll get notifications for every new show. We will continue to create content for you despite working from home. So do the right thing. Stay home if you can. Wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds and avoid touching your face. If you show any symptoms, check if you're able to get tested and wear a face mask. We can get through this if we stay smart and focused on containment. From myself, your host, Slu Paho, and my editors, Simon Strella and Aiden Hewitt, have a fantastic day.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.